local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful day here on a Friday. Beautiful weekend on tap. Welcome into the program. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. A lot to get to here over the course of the next hour. As I'm looking at the Fox News screen right now, I see the joint news conference between House Speaker Mike Johnson and Donald Trump. I'm not anticipating any earth-shattering news to come out of this, but I am a little bit curious to see what's being said. Austin, if you don't mind, let's tune in here for just a few minutes just to see what comes up here. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
And so many people, we think, are going to do that. And you know what? The numbers are so high. There's so many millions of illegals in the country that if only 1 out of 100 voted, they would cast potentially hundreds of thousands of votes in the election. That could turn an election. This could be a tight election in our congressional races around the country. It could, if there are enough votes, affect the presidential election. And so that's why House Republicans are going to act. I'm going to announce to you today, here standing alongside President Trump, that we will do everything within our power to ensure that we do have free and fair elections in this country. If we don't have that in a constitutional republic, we have nothing. It's the basis of who we are as a nation, and we owe that to the American people. And so what we're going to do is introduce legislation to require that every single person who registers to vote in a federal election must prove that they're an American citizen first. You have to prove it. That will be a new part of the federal law and a very important one. Our bill will establish new safeguards. It'll put us on par, by the way, with virtually every other democracy around the world that also prohibits non-citizen voting. And this is a critical thing for us to do at a very critical time. Our bill also will require states to remove non-citizens from their existing voter rolls. That's a big problem, too. And it will provide access to databases from the Department of Homeland Security and the Social Security Administration to help the states administer this. As the entity that is responsible for regulating federal elections, Congress has this responsibility. We cannot wait for widespread fraud to occur, especially when the threat of fraud is growing with every single illegal immigrant that crosses that border. This is something most Americans are deeply concerned about. The latest poll says 78% of the Americans who are polled say that preventing illegal immigrants from voting in our elections is a top priority. In every place I've gone around the country, whether it's out west, Midwest, Long Island, Deep South, it doesn't matter. Everybody is concerned about this. We have a job to do. Here's what you need to look for, and I'll turn it back to the president. When we put this bill on the floor, you're going to see a record vote by Republicans and Democrats. You'll see that the Republicans stand for election integrity. And then we'll be able to ask this very important question of the Democrats. They're going to have to go on record. Do you believe that Americans and Americans alone should be the ones who vote in American elections? We're about to find out their answer. And I think that will be a very interesting one for everybody to see. Mr. President, thank you again for...
All right. Okay. So that was certainly the gist there, talking about the election, introducing legislation. Heard from House Speaker Mike Johnson there, requiring voters prove that they're an American citizen, and also requiring states to remove non-citizens from voter rolls. The very last thing he said there was that they will put it to a record vote, meaning that each person in Congress will have to signify what their vote is, and that Democrats will, in the words of the Speaker, have to go on record whether they agree or not that American citizens should be the only ones allowed to vote in elections. So that's the gist of the news conference here from South Florida this afternoon. Back closer to home here, Austin, anything happening on the roads that you see?
Well, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. today before your service day. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Yes, Joe, several spots of note currently. We do have an accident report if you are traveling westbound on Gulf Beach Highway. This is just a little ways past Fairfield Drive. We typically see backups in that area to begin with, but they are visibly heightened at this time. Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10. You're going to have some problems in that area as well, as we so often see. There was another accident report earlier near the intersection of Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard. That's causing some backups there, especially if you're traveling northbound on Pace towards Fairfield. Then it's Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. We do have an accident report near that area from earlier, but it does not appear to be adding much, if any, congestion at this time. And then lastly, it's Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We are expecting absolutely beautiful weather for the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the upper 70s. Sunny skies all weekend long and just a little cool during those late night and morning hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 50s. I hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right there. Catching up with our top three stories, and we'll catch up here as the afternoon goes on. Today, the House approved a bill to reauthorize a key federal surveillance program. The legislation renews Section 702 of FISA, which allows intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics, however, say it allows for warrantless spying on Americans as well. Iran could launch an attack on Israel within the next 48 hours. That's according to a Wall Street Journal report citing a person briefed by the Iranian leadership. And the American embassy in Israel is putting out a security alert amidst tensions there. The alert restricts government employees and their families from traveling outside of Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, until further notice. We'll take a break here. Local stories and state headlines coming up next on Pensacola Right Now.
Pete Salvato and Only Choice Healthcare cannot help you with gas prices or rising inflation, but he can help you lower the cost of your health insurance. Are you tired of paying all of your medical expenses out of pocket because you never met your deductible? Their Freedom of Choice plan has no deductible for all outpatient services, including outpatient surgery. You pick your doctors, and it's 30 to 60% lower than Obamacare. This plan is available all year round. You can change now. And these have nothing to do with your income, so there are no surprises at tax time. If you're paying for your own medical insurance, you're uninsured, or your employer coverage is just too expensive, call Pete at 352-683-3923. That's 352-683-3923. Or go to onlychoicehealthcare.com. Really, it's the only choice. onlychoicehealthcare.com. They will customize a plan managed by you, not the government.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked quite a bit about the current vacancy on the Escambia Board of County Commissioners for District 4, which City Councilman Jared Moore criticized yesterday, even though that means he's criticizing the very person who might put him in that seat. We also talked about whether you should force women's basketball players or any other student athlete to show up for the national anthem during a game. And had a very interesting wrap with Josh Newby and Kim Klein. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies, targets, and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests
pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, INSEC offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. INSEC Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the INSEC family today online at INSEC.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, we did have multiple accident reports that were causing some backups, mainly on Gulf Beach Highway. If you're traveling westbound past Fairfield Drive, you're going to be backed up a good ways there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway. This is towards Highway 87. And then we have since gotten another one. This is if you're traveling eastbound just past Avalon Boulevard towards that same Highway 87. If you're heading in that direction, we do have some backups there also. Let's see. It's also Pine Forest Road traveling southbound trying to get on to I-10. The intersection of, let's see here, is this Fairfield? Yes, Fairfield Drive and Pace Boulevard still has some backups as well from a previously reported traffic incident. And outside of that, it's just a bit more of the same, most namely if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We've got nice, dry, calm weather for the weekend. Beautiful conditions, sunny all weekend long. Just fantastic. We're going to see highs in mainly the middle 70s with overnight lows down in the 50s. If you're headed to the beach, good news there is we've got a low risk of rip currents forecast. Enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. A few local headlines. Pensacola City Councilman Jared Moore is calling out Governor DeSantis over inaction when it comes to filling the vacant seat on the Escambia County Commission Board.
There's either a job to do or there's not a job to do. And I think, you know, that's 20% of the year that 20% of our elected county government sits vacant. And it troubles me because I believe that's a political, it's held up in the political process. When politics begins to take precedent over people, I think that's a problem.
Now that from last night's council meeting. The District 4 seat has been vacant since January when DeSantis appointed Robert Bender to serve as the new county supervisor of elections. Moore, one of several people who applied to be appointed, including Buck Mitchell, Jim Reeves, and Walker Wilson. Whether somebody's appointed or not, the seat is up for grabs in November's election. Heads up, next week, if you are passing through the Gulf Islands National Seashore, the Naval Live Oaks area specifically, next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, prescribed burns are planned to take place around 10 to 4 each day, but the park will review the conditions each morning to determine if the board, the burn will take place. But if you see a lot of smoke in the Naval Live Oaks area Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, you know why. Pensacola Beach lifeguards gearing up for the busy season, and this year they'll, of course, not only have lifeguards out at Pensacola Beach, but also Perdido Key as well. Several new lifeguards have just gone through training, and they will be on the job soon. A massive gift for UWF announced late yesterday. The school announced they had received $9 million from Daryl and Debbie Gooden, the largest gift from a living donor in UWF history, and those funds will go towards the new football stadium built on campus to be named Daryl Gooden Stadium. Very cool there. Taking a look at some state headlines today, Governor Ron DeSantis signing a pair of law enforcement bills. Those are House Bill 61 and Senate Bill 184.
You shouldn't be in a situation where you're at a traffic stop, you're responding to a call of someone in distress, and then you have people come trying to interdict or trying to harass you from performing your duty.
Yeah, the House measure limits the power of civilian boards that review cases of police misconduct. The Senate measure makes it a crime to impede, threaten, or harass first responders.
And speaking of DeSantis, bonuses have been paid to 5,000 law enforcement recruits from other states. DeSantis announced today that the program has attracted recruits from 49 states in total, including more than 400 from California, Illinois, and New York. Each of the officers received $5,000 bonuses after taxes, and DeSantis says that $32 million has been awarded through the program so far.
Florida Congressman Mike Waltz reintroduced a bill to extend the limits of the U.S. Customs Waters Territory from 12 to 24 nautical miles, which would include Florida's shoreline.
My Customs and Water Act, I fully expect to pass. We have full support to give CBP on boats more authority to go out and intercept migrants coming in.
And Senator Scott introduced a companion Customs and Water Act in the Senate as well.
And the state is being sued over some Tampa Bay Senate districts. The ACLU and two other organizations filed the suit Wednesday in federal court on behalf of seven residents from Tampa and St. Petersburg. They claimed that Senate District 16 and 18 were unconstitutionally gerrymandered in a way to diminish the influence of black voters. According to the lawsuit, black voters were packed into District 16 to diminish their influence in nearby District 18. The redrawn districts were submitted and approved by state lawmakers 2 years ago in time for the 2022 elections.
And also the USDA releasing a revised forecast for the Florida citrus industry, specifically 2024 orange and grapefruit production. It's expected to produce almost 21 million boxes of oranges and grapefruits combined this coming season. That's a million boxes less than last month's prediction. On the brighter side of things, it is better than last season, but that was unusually low because of Hurricane Ian. 4:30 right now. We'll take a break. Fox News Update, CBS Sports Minute, back with our national headlines and live Masters scoreboard update along with other sports headlines as well. Pensacola right now, Friday edition on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Tom Graham. Israel is bracing for a potential strike by Iran. Fox's Greg Palcott says the attack would be retaliatory.
It follows the deadly strike claimed to be by Israel on the Iranian government compound in Damascus, Syria. Iran has threatened to retaliate ever since the Israeli strike last week. The other options Iran has is to attack Israeli assets outside of the country or let proxies like Lebanon-based Hezbollah do the dirty work.
U.S. officials, meantime, reaffirming their commitment to Israel's security. The House has passed a bill to reauthorize a government surveillance program, but there are some reforms to what's known as Section 702 of FISA.
The bill is, in fact, passed, but they can't send it across to the Senate. Keep in mind that there is a deadline here in about a week and a half where the Senate has to sync up with the House, or the House has to align with the Senate to make sure that these programs don't go dark.
Fox's Chad Pergram, America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks closed out a down week with a real clunker. The major index is all sliding at least 1.25% amid ongoing inflation worries and rising tensions regarding the conflict in the Middle East. The S&P 500 skidded 75 points, the Dow Industrials tumbled 475, and the NASDAQ Composite plunged 267, or 1.6%. An internal probe at the New York Times, according to the Wall Street Journal, a top Times editor, has summoned nearly 20 employees
employees for interviews to determine whether staffers leaked confidential information related to Gaza war coverage to another media outlet. Sometimes staffers say the probe is justified. Others, though, say management's going too far. As had been speculated in recent days, four board members of Paramount Global will step down soon as the entertainment company's merger talks with Skydance Media intensify. Paramount will reduce the size of its board to 7 from the current 11. Shares of Paramount lost 2.75% today. That's your money now.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL. To see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies from Fortune 500 corporations to startups have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Call 877-92-STEEL to find out how quickly your business can move into one of our quick construction kits, like a 50 by 100 perfect for the small business owner, or a 200 by 450 favorite of the Fortune 500. Just call 877-92-STEEL. That's 877-92-STEEL.
I'm Amy Lawrence with the Sports Minute sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. It may be sacrilegious, but the Masters isn't even top three in sports headlines today. The Shohei Ohtani betting scandal with his former translator accused of stealing $16 million. That's a soap opera. Caitlin Clark and the spike in interest in women's hoops and the WNBA draft Monday. And a new men's coach at Kentucky. All of that trumps the Masters, which is so odd. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday and Saturday, check out the toughest firefighter challenge in the U.S. at the Pensacola Beach Firefighter Challenge. Register yourself or a team. See PensacolaSports.org for more. The third annual Fred Levin Way Fest is Sunday afternoon, a free community event highlighting free services and lots of family activities and fun. For more, check out FredLevinFest.com. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Severe weather can strike at any time. At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News
Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway, if you're traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that's still going to give you some problems. Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, causing you some issues as well. And if you're traveling south on Blue Angel, you're going to first experience backups if you're traveling towards Highway 98. Once you get past 98, there's going to be a bit more for you as you approach Dog Track. We did have an accident report earlier at the intersection of Pace Boulevard and Fairfield Drive. That is still causing backups if you're traveling northbound on Pace Avenue. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, just a little ways past Avalon Boulevard, we did have an accident report there that's still causing some backups in that area. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 is still backed up as well, but that's just typical evening traffic. And the same could be said for Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River.
We've got nice, dry, calm weather for the weekend. Beautiful conditions, sunny all weekend long. Just fantastic. We're going to see highs in mainly the middle 70s with overnight lows down in the 50s. If you're headed to the beach, good news there is we've got a low risk of rip currents forecast. Enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 4:38 at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our national headlines. History will be made with Donald Trump becoming the first former president to stand trial in a criminal case. Jury selection in the so-called hush money case starts Monday in New York. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up a hush money payment, to adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election.
And a former American diplomat and Cuban spy faces sentencing today. Victor Rocha took a plea deal after he was charged last year with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. A State Department employee for 2 decades, Rocha used his position during the Clinton administration to pass info to Cuba while working undercover for that country's General Directorate of Intelligence.
A chaotic scene after authorities say the driver of a stolen 18-wheeler intentionally crashed into a Texas DPS office. A DPS official say at least 16 people were treated after the truck crashed into the office in Brenham. There no deaths reported, but 3 people are in critical condition. Several reports say the driver was arrested and was angry that he was denied a commercial driver's license yesterday. The office is primarily used for residents to get driver's license services, and Fox News reporting that none of the victims are DPS officers.
And an Afghani man with ties to a terrorist group who was caught sneaking across the Texas border was released not once, but twice into the U.S. The second judge, who serves in the San Antonio suburb of Pearsall, set him free until a 2025 court date. There are now questions why Homeland Security apparently failed to inform the court that he could be a threat. This comes as there is increasing concern over who is illegally crossing the border.
As we flip gears here and look at what's happening in the sports world today, day 2 of the Masters. Looking at the leaderboard, Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau remain tied at first with 7 under par. Scheffler is on the 11th hole, and DeChambeau is almost wrapped up. Max Homa in third at 6 under par. He's already wrapped up for the day. Højgaard is in fourth at 4 under par, and Colin Morikawa is in fifth place at 3 under par. Austin, what else is going on in the sports world today?
Well, we've got the NBA TV regular season finale tonight, but the regular season as a whole wraps up on Sunday with an ESPN doubleheader. The Pelicans are on ESPN at 2:30 as they host the Lakers. That's the second game of the doubleheader. The Bulls and Knicks will be tipping off at noon. That's the first one there. Speaking of the relatively local teams in the NBA, I think both Miami and Orlando are basically locked in as playoff teams in the Eastern Conference. The Pelicans are basically guaranteed a spot in the Western Conference playoffs. So good news if you're a fan of any of those teams there. MLB, we've got some TV games on. It's an Apple TV Plus doubleheader. Orioles versus Brewers at 6:05, followed by the Mariners and Cubs at 8:40. We also got Braves at Marlins today. So that's 2 of our local teams there at 6:10, and Rays versus Giants at 5:50. And a quick MLB headline here. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter has now surrendered to authorities. Ippe Mizuhara is accused of stealing $16 million from the superstar to feed a gambling addiction. Investigators say Ohtani was quickly cleared of any knowledge or wrongdoing during the probe. And Joe, you said yesterday that this was like he was very cooperative, gave his phone, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that. And, you know, you got to respect that. In the NFL, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice, speaking of cooperation, is out on bond after his arrest on Thursday for charges related to a six-car crash last month in Dallas. Dallas police say Rice and SMU football player Teddy Knox were driving a Lamborghini and a Corvette when they caused a hit-and-run pileup on the North Central Expressway. And then over in men's basketball news, some of college basketball's top players declaring for the NBA draft. UConn's Donovan Klingon is in the running for the number one overall pick, while Duke's top scorers Kyle Filipowski and Jared McCain are also going pro. Donovan Klingon was he's the big man, right?
Yep.
That matched up well with what's his face?
Zach Edey.
Is Zach Edey going to the draft? I'd assume so.
He's a senior, so yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Kentucky has named their next head coach. We talked about this for a few days. This is big news. Mark Pope has spent the last five seasons at BYU. He went 110-52 with the Cougars. He's a Kentucky grad and was the captain of their 1996 national championship team. So perfect combination of coaching and history there. And here locally, the Ice Flyers unfortunately dropped game one in their quarterfinal series in overtime last night to Peoria. They lost 3-2, but game two will be in Peoria tomorrow night. So go Ice Flyers there.
Yeah. Measles cases in the U.S. are at an alarmingly high rate. The CDC released a report that says confirmed measles cases in the U.S. are 17 times higher than this time last year. The CDC says anyone not vaccinated has a 90% chance of contracting the virus if they are exposed.
And speaking of the CDC, it says that there's no evidence that COVID vaccines cause fatal heart attacks or other heart issues in young people. When the mRNA vaccines developed by Pfizer and Moderna were distributed starting in 2020, anti-vaccine groups were quick to blame them for fatal heart issues in young athletes. A report out Thursday looked at 1,300 deaths of vaccinated people ages 16 to 30 in Oregon who died of a heart condition or unknown causes in 21 and 22.
A new vaccine for chlamydia is delivering promising results. Researchers in Denmark and the UK say early phases of their experiments found the vaccine is safe for humans. There's currently no vaccine for the sexually transmitted disease, which nearly 2 million people contracted in the U.S. in 2022.
And a dog-friendly airline will launch service out of New York next month. Starting May 23rd, Bark, the company behind the popular BarkBox subscription service, will offer bi-monthly charter flights to Los Angeles and London. The company says more routes will be added soon. It's going to cost, though, with one-way tickets to L.A. costing $6,000 per human-dog pair. That's pretty insane. And it's running $8,000 to get to the U.K., so I guess you got to be rich to have that luxury.
$6,000 just to
for you
fly
and your dog.
With my dog from New York to Los Angeles?
Yeah, I mean, I was about to say, I don't know how much it would normally cost, but I can't imagine it'd be
little
that much.
Fido is staying in the kennel down the street. That's what's happening there.
4:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, multiple spots of note still. Starting with Blue Angel Parkway, if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, that is heavily backed up at this time. You're basically going to be dealing with congestion that reaches almost to U.S. Highway 98. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, just giving us typical evening traffic issues, as it so often does. Same can be said for Pine Forest Road if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10. Over in Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street, if you're traveling eastbound past Avalon Boulevard towards Glover Lane, we've got some mild backups there. And the same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River. And then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards and just past Tiger Point, that area there. We've got a lot of congestion. And the same can be said for Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87.
We are expecting absolutely beautiful weather for the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the upper 70s. Sunny skies all weekend long and just a little cool during those late night and morning hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 50s. I hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 4:46 here at News Radio 92.3. Austin, devastating news for me today.
And I honestly don't know why. I just now saw that on the script. What's that about?
I came to the realization that you're not the right person for me to live with. You're the person that I can't live without.
Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and so forth, and we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Wow. Shut up, Jerry.
Well, that's the thing. I thought the huge reveal.
Go away, Jerry.
I thought the huge reveal was her, was him saying, "You're the person I can't live without." But no, it was after that they dissolved the marriage anyway.
3 months. He goes from "I can't live without you" to "I can't figure out where I'd want to live with you."
Yeah,
what a fraud.
To the point of "I don't even want to be married to you."
Loser.
Anymore. Yeah. Well, okay.
You know what? I'm a loser too, because
I believed him.
I was bought in. This was going to be different. This was going to be a new era of reality TV where, yes, it would be real. We would have serious people in the twilight of their lives. And then we get this crap. In the words of the scene from Rudy, Jerry, and I know his name is Gary, but no, I'm calling him Jerry from now on.
Okay.
Everything you ever did and everything you ever said was BS, man.
And yes.
Never again. I'm out on Golden Bachelor, any reality TV shows from here on. I will not let my heart get in that invested and broken again.
Hey, don't listen, tell me that. I said good news ain't until the end of the hour, bro.
I pulled my wife in. I said, "Look, you got to be invested in this with me." And she sat there with me, and you know, when tears were coming down my face, she would cuddle me and say, "It's going to be okay. Their love is so pure."
Oh my Lord.
And no, it's not how it turned out.
These Hollywood golden age folks, they're no different than the others.
Go away, Jerry. Done with you.
Caitlyn Jenner has some pointed words about the death of O.J. Simpson. She posted "good riddance" on Thursday morning after news broke that Simpson had died from prostate cancer. Jenner has long believed Simpson was responsible for the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman back in 94.
Yeah, as after Miha went to bed last night, I turned on O.J. Made in America.
Right.
And I got through a few minutes of that. And that's definitely... harder watch. I mean, it's longer. I mean, I love the documentary. I decided, I was like, yeah, you know what? I'll let the documentary go for now. But I started watching the FX People versus O.J. Simpson drama series. That is very, very good if you haven't seen that. That's with David Schwimmer, who plays Robert Kardashian. Cuba Gooding Jr. is O.J. Have you seen that series?
I haven't seen it, but watch it. I know that David Schwimmer played Robert Kardashian.
You should watch it. I'm telling you that. You won't, but you should.
Okay.
4:50, we'll take a break. Wacky stories, good news to wrap up the first hour on a Friday. Next.
Climatech.
Hello again, everyone. Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Heating and air conditioning issues are no fun, and as systems get older, they seem to develop more problems. We're beginning the new year with a bang by introducing our Climatech Comfort System that will provide you with complete worry-free HVAC. You can say goodbye to costly repairs, uncomfortable humidity levels, and high energy costs, while at the same time enjoy clean, purified air inside your home. Our Climatech Comfort System has a full 10-year extended warranty that covers any repairs you might need, including all parts and labor. And more importantly, your home will be more comfortable than it's ever been. Want to know more? Give me a call or visit ClimatechProAir.com.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Happy Friday. Beautiful weather is going to remain for the weekend and into early next week. So I hope you get out and enjoy it. Austin, big plans for the weekend for you?
Yes, I'm actually going to be with Cat Country tomorrow. They're going to Marine Max. That's over on Cypress Street, I believe. And we're going to be there for a couple hours just to, you know, typical promotional remote. Yeah, Cat's going to be out there. Be sure to come by, say hello.
You know, we have, I have a story coming up for you, and I put it in our wacky stories because it is kind of wacky, but I also knew that we have the area's foremost expert when it comes to mascots.
Yes.
Sitting in the chair next to me. So
I don't know what makes me credible, but yes.
Yes, we'll get that here in a moment. Recap of today's top three stories. We heard it at the top of the hour as we were tuning into a news conference with House Speaker Mike Johnson and Donald Trump that election integrity is tied to border security. And House Speaker Johnson says that they will introduce legislation requiring voters prove they are Americans. And he will call for a roll call vote, meaning that Republicans and Democrats will be on the record whether they agree that voters should be American citizens. Also in our top three stories, the House today approved a bill to reauthorize a key federal surveillance program. That's Section 702 of FISA, which allows intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Critics, though, say it allows for warrantless spying on Americans as well. Also, according to the Wall Street Journal, Iran could launch an attack on Israel within the next 48 hours. Reports says no final decision has been made, but plans to attack Israel are being discussed. Final check this hour of the roads and weather.
Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still has some typical backups there. You're going to see the most issues if you're traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road. That's basically going to have you backed up to about Highway 98. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and traveling southbound coming from 9 Mile approaching I-10. We've got some typical evening traffic giving you problem both ways there. The intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road has some backups on both streets in that area. Traveling, let's see here, eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway past Avalon Boulevard, and as you approach the Gulf Breeze Zoo, we're going to have some congestion giving you some trouble there from a previously reported traffic incident. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 is dealing with some backups as well. And we've got a new one. If you are traveling northbound, this is on Avalon Boulevard towards Cyanamid Road. We've got an accident there causing backups at this time. And the last main spot is Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
We are expecting absolutely beautiful weather for the weekend. Both Saturday and Sunday, highs will be in the upper 70s. Sunny skies all weekend long and just a little cool during those late night and morning hours with low temperatures mainly down in the 50s. I hope you enjoy it. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Austin, a professional soccer club in England had to fire their mascot because he'd apparently been a bit too friendly with some female fans.
Oh, geez.
Reports say that Queen's Park Rangers gave several warnings to their mascot for his flirtatious behavior during matches. Reports say that Jude the Cat would regularly stop his duties to talk to women around the stadium. Several people complained that he would routinely dance with ladies and try to get them to give him their number. Wow. You have spent one or two times in the cat suit in the past.
Yes, I have.
Will not report your answers to your superiors on the cat country side of things, but I do have a couple of questions.
What's up?
Have you ever, while wearing the cat suit, been flirtatious with the female? Number two, would you find that because your identity is concealed that you feel a little bit more empowered to be flirtatious with with the females, because who doesn't love the cat? So
right. Okay. No, I wouldn't say that. I would say you feel more confident because you're, as you said, your identity is concealed. You can get away with more. So, you know, when the cat is supposed to dance or something, and this is with any mascot, you're supposed to dance, be funny. You're going to be all the more likely to do that and bring attention to yourself because that's your job. And no one knows that. Oh, it's Austin Price in there. No one knows that. The thing is, though, it's a matter of, you never get too handsy with anyone. They tell you, don't hold babies, don't hold dogs, like don't do anything like that. Some people will get you to. I don't even put my arms around people. I just keep to my own person.
Have you ever seen an attractive woman and kind of motion like a, put your hand up like a phone and pointed like her, me kind of thing? Like, is that ever?
No.
That has not happened.
Because that's flirtatious. I have never flirted with anyone.
All right.
Okay. You're like,
listen, journalism is at the crux of what we do around here, so I am asking the probing questions.
Well, and I promise you those are true answers. New data shows that grocery shopping on an empty stomach costs you an extra $26 per trip on average. 76% of people agree that they're more likely to spend more if they shop while hungry, and about 60% say they're also likely to buy more unhealthy foods. That's very believable.
Very true there. Some good news. For Autism Acceptance Month, a station in Philadelphia did a story on a dad who's installing special street signs across the city. They say autistic person area. Anybody can request one online. He says he's installed around 80 of them in 2 months, and he's gotten over 300 more requests that he's working on.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And three fishermen in Micronesia were stranded on a tiny deserted island for over a week and got rescued after spelling out the word help in the sand. A U.S. Coast Guard plane out of Hawaii spotted it on Monday.
Very, very
cool
there.
Just like the movies.
Yeah, also we talked about it in our local headlines, but definitely some good news there. The big announcement late yesterday, just as we got off the air from UWF, a $9 million record-setting donation coming from Daryl and Debbie Gooden. That's going to accelerate the building of the football stadium on the campus of UWF. So that's a huge deal for the university, of course, and the community in general. So that's awesome there. 4:59, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. Tanner Stewart at 5:35, having some fun and getting you caught up in everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.